The timing of it, I look at it, was not appropriate. But you know the way that SLM used to behave. They think that SLM is a nation, and a nation is SLM. So they put all the time the interests of SLM above the interests of the people. That is why, like tomorrow, the best time which that political rally should have been would have been on Saturday, where people have no work. But now, by calling it tomorrow and starting at 8, man, it means that telling people you don't, there is no work tomorrow. It is totally against the constitution, or I could say it's against the will of the nation. Man, we are not serious of building this nation. In fact, the school will be closed, office will be closed, in order to listen to a political rally called by SLM. Man, if it was a presidential address, and this presidential address should be made in parliament, okay, if there are serious issues which the president wants really to address the nation, should be through parliament. And all the section will be functioning, but by closing down all the institutions of the state for the sake of a political rally, I think it is not in place, actually. We don't have such a situation where SLM can have a political rally and then to close down the offices, the schools, all the functioning institutions of the government will be tomorrow.
Yes, when we spoke to the Ministry of Labour, they did mention that it's not a public holiday as such, but all the government offices will not be working. They should go to the rally before they come back to office after the rally. And the Undersecretary says this is a very important rally for peace, so people should value that.
No, there is no important rally for peace. Because most of the rallies are more political. Unless if it is political address, or the government is trying to say, we make a peaceful procession for the sake of peace. This is where people can. But they say it is a political rally made by the party. How can you connect it now, a political rally made by a party, with the institution of the government? It means that you don't differentiate between the government and the party itself.
So
this is where there are problems. That is why I say if it is something with the government, the right forum for the president to address it is in parliament, to address the nation in parliament, and then nation will be listening. Meanwhile, the other institution will be functioning. But when you also, if there is also, if the president wants, or the government actually, not the government, wants a procession, a peaceful procession, to be addressed by the government, it should be authorized by the government. And the government will come with his, we are doing this. But this is a mere political rally by the SLM, and it is SLM organizing it. How important is that rally of SLM to other rally which is to be organized by other political parties? When the SLM is a political party like any other political party.
Yes. Now, as leaders of political parties or other political parties apart from the SPLM, what are your concerns particularly on this particular move?
So I'm talking as a leader of minority in parliament that this political rally is not in place because they are mixing the affairs of the country with the affairs of the political parties. This is what I'm trying to say. We know that the president is the chairman of SPLM. But there are ways of doing it. Now, the president can call his rally of the party in the evening or the time when there is no work. Yes, that is quite reasonable. But when you call it during the working hours, then you close all the institutions, manner, you have the political party above the interest of the nation. That is what I'm trying to say. So this is unacceptable because I think what is important is to put the nation, the interest of the nation, of the people, above the interest, your own interest and interest of the party. I think that is very important. Because here we are trying, we are to seal a new nation, we have a lot to do, and then also, political rally will not bring peace. It will never bring peace. Peace can be brought by all people of South Sudan if the president or the chairman of SLM is supposed to call all political parties, civil society, let us come and see the way forward in a national consensus dialogue to be agreed upon by everybody so that this thing will be a roadmap to the discussion with the rebels. But now it is SLM doing. How can you go about the peace when yourself you fail to bring peace with the rebels? I think there is a need now for the SLM to call all political parties invite them with civil society, religious leaders, stakeholders of the Republic of South Sudan, and say we failed this with what is the way forward. So that they are shown the way forward, we will now discuss it, and then you unite, you are now able to unite the internal front of the country on peace.